Great morning, Truth Nation. Welcome to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth, as we broadcast live from the American Family Insurance Studio in the heart of downtown at The Avenue. I'm the legendary Homer Blow, along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
Great morning, Bailey. How are you doing and feeling this morning?
I'm great. How are you, Homer?
I am blessed. Cannot complain. See a lot of follow-up situations that are happening.
We got to talk about those.
and we'll see how the privilege works out in the Zeus situation.
That part.
Great morning to our producer, Xavier. Great morning, Xavier. Love you. Appreciate you. How you doing and feeling this morning? You're eating breakfast? Okay, sorry. Just noticed, you know, and the jaws is just...
full.
Yeah, so I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know you were going to call on me. I get it. But we love you. We appreciate you. Remember, on our YouTube page, make sure you hit that like and subscribe. Follow us. We are on the road to 9,000 subscribers.
Yes, we are.
And, of course, also you get to see if we show video clips and instead of just hearing the audio.
All the inside.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
When Homer makes his crazy faces.
Do I make crazy?
Yeah, you do. Sometimes you just, see? When you look at me like I'm crazy.
No, when I say Bailey and you be like, what?
I'm just saying.
But you already be knowing. That's why you say, what?
No.
Did I say that? Yeah. It's like, you did. You did. But also, you can watch us live on Facebook Live. While you're there, like and follow the page. These are all at 101.7 The Truth. So you can find us. Pull up on us.
Yeah, pull up on us.
That part. Anita Nicole, great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. Jeff, great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. Again, chime in. We got some update conversations.
Right.
Because Morgan Geyser is trying to get out again.
What?
She done filed for
wrong with her?
Conditional release.
What? Clearly you don't need
Slender
to be
Slender Man case. This is the one that broke out.
Escaped. You know? Escaped. She escaped.
She broke
Let her
out.
Free.
Huh?
Let her free.
No. No. If she broke out, you know what I'm saying? She
was so close to freedom. I don't understand why she even broke out.
Well, that means she has issues and she needs to stay locked up, in my opinion.
Did you see where they caught her at?
Yeah.
Wasn't it in Illinois or was it Racine?
She was literally sleeping outside of a gas station
on the
floor.
Like a truck stop or something.
Ran off with some dude that she met online.
Mm-hmm.
See how that works?
Yep. Yep.
They said she had mental health issues before the Slender Man thing, and they knew it.
Privilege.
Well, you know what? If she would have just done her time and kept it quiet, she wouldn't be in the predicament she's in now.
Mm-hmm.
But when you run off with men you don't know from online, and you know you ain't supposed to leave, well, then that could happen.
Great morning to...
They'll probably let her out.
Miss E is who I am. Great morning. Love you. Appreciate
Tell her she
you.
Has to live on the north side.
That changed.
You're not into online dating?
I'd be so tempted to use the
no,
word.
No, I'm not.
I'd be so tempted to use the word, you know, and I'm so glad that I catch myself. I got to come up with another word that I'm comfortable with and still sound passionate when I say it.
Caucasian?
No, I'm talking about the north side. You said, you know, and I'm just saying like, yeah.
She's going to banish her from her own island.
But since we touched on it, but, you know, then the 911 caller, you're fired. I said it. The operator person.
You knew that was going to happen. You predicted
you're
that.
Fired.
I wonder if they were black.
If they were, we would have saw them.
Yeah, that's true. We would have seen them by
been
now.
A picture, yeah,
yeah, there would have been a picture.
Somebody would have been circulating around.
Yeah.
This is who it was.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. They would have definitely had a picture. So clearly they're
yeah,
not.
Yeah, I believe that they are.
Caucasian.
Yeah, I believe that.
Yeah,
not
yeah,
black.
Probably.
So it's if little, somebody ends up saying, "No, nah, Flo, they was black," I'd be like, "Whoa, okay."
I mean, I wonder
and
in
they
court.
Hide their identity.
I wonder when the judge does the judgment. Right? Does she say, "Okay, this is the final extent of your privilege"?
That would be dope.
You know, this is it. This is all you get. You mess up again, you know, mm-hmm. we're actually going to throw you in jail with the others.
Who are the others, Bailey? I want to know who the others are. Can you please elaborate who the others are? I'm listening, Bailey. I'm listening. Who are the others?
Well, they're not from the privilege. They're
know.
Not for privilege either.
I just want to know who they are. Who are they? Tell me.
People like you and I.
People like,
don't let us.
People that look like.
But people that look like you. And
that's what I always say. People that look like me, you know. So that's what you're saying.
They're not. You know. They the PWKs and such. You know, those ones.
Morgan Geiser's attorney again files for her conditional release. The woman involved in the Slender Man stabbing case escaped from the Madison Group home in November of 2025.
Of course, she did.
The attorney for the woman convicted in the Slender Man stabbing case is once again filing a petition mm-hmm. for her conditional release. A Waukesha County judge formally signed off on Morgan Geiser's conditional release in July of 2025. She was placed in a Madison Group home in September of 2025 and escaped from it in November.
So wait, they considered her being in that group home release.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. So she messed up her freedom.
Well, you know, they...
they released her.
So here's where we are.
Okay.
She was placed in the Madison Group home in September of 2025 and escaped from it in November. Geiser was found at a truck stop outside of Chicago and returned to Wisconsin a few days later. Her conditional release was revoked December 23rd, 2025. Geiser's attorney told WISN 12 News Tuesday the reason for the filing is to get the doctors appointed to reach conclusions about whether she is ready for release. This begins the process of getting her evaluated, and we reserve the right to amend, supplement, or withdraw it depending on the conclusions of the medical professionals, Tony Cotton, who is Morgan Geiser's attorney. No dates have been set yet to appoint the doctors to do their evaluations. Geiser has the right to petition the court for release every 6 months. Geiser and Anissa Weir stabbed a classmate multiple times in 2014 in a plot to please the fictional character known as Slender Man.
Now, the other one is, from my understanding, living with her father,
mm-hmm.
and he's like keeping tabs on her
yep.
and making sure, because you ain't heard nothing.
Yeah.
Like, nothing from her.
Like somebody should have kept tabs on the boy that jumped into the African wildlife bird enclosure.
But, it's Savannah.
You know.
It's
a who?
It's called Savannah. You know, there's cheetahs in the back. But there's a moat between the cheetahs and the other animals.
Well, this one, it was straight grass.
And no. I'm saying, but there's a moat.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the cheetahs are on the far wall.
Yeah,
so they can't really come over. But the other animals, and were those rams or goats or whatever the heck? And then there was some crazy looking birds in there.
That was the enclosure. Southern ground hornbills. That's
what those are.
Yeah. That's what they are.
Okay.
And yeah. So, and of course, the father is asking for sympathy. He wasn't there.
Right.
Because he's severely autistic.
Right.
And yeah, but.
Well, maybe he just shouldn't go to the zoo without his daddy then. Because clearly the grandma, and there was a helper there.
Caretaker.
A caretaker there?
Yes.
or caregiver. Okay.
Say caretaker. So caretaker, caregiver.
So they wasn't strong enough to, he broke free?
Yeah, they said, you know, in, so this is where I have my mental dilemma.
Okay, go share with us.
Okay, so we got to get ready to take care of Bill.
Oh, you know what? We got to get to this when we come back because you have a mental dilemma that we need to straighten out.
So you're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. I'm the legendary Home Blow along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
And we'll be back.
Don't touch that dial. Truth in the Morning will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
You know what?
Morgan Geyser.
You better stop. That was a serious situation.
I am your conscience.
That's a serious situation.
I'm your conscience. You will try to get away again.
You better quit. Y'all better quit.
You'll be found.
Mm-mm.
This on 27th and Burline.
People have serious mental health issues and you're playing.
Okay. Okay, we're black.
You know
what
you're
I'm
wrong.
Saying
you
is
was wrong for that.
She playing in our face. She act like she was ready to get out. It was like the same reason we feared letting her out, in my opinion. She proved that, yeah, we should be. Because she was found with a character, too. You know what I'm saying? He wasn't the cleanest person.
Well, see, okay, now let's take into consideration they had her on a whole bunch of drugs and stuff like that.
Bailey.
And she'd been in the mental
this
health
woman,
hospital.
Bailey.
And then she was on limited release.
Bailey.
And she had some consequences and repercussions. And
Bailey.
Maybe she want to be a truck stop girl.
Bailey.
Maybe she wanted to be a truck stop girl.
She was missing long enough to come down if she wanted to come down off of those drugs. Because you well, do know.
They
and I know
so
you know.
She probably
now.
Had to take them with her.
Hell no. Nah. Stop. Okay, we don't even get this kind of privilege. See what I'm saying? If we're talking about a black person, in my opinion, nope. That ain't an excuse. That ain't no legitimate reason.
What?
What but about now, the guy that ran over all those people on Christmas in Waukesha?
Yeah, that terrible tragedy. And are you saying
he got out on? Wasn't he out after beating up somebody?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Absolutely. I'm just saying, black. Sometimes black people get a little privilege. They get off a little.
He was like,
hell no, that man. Try to represent his side. Come on, man. That man.
I'm not talking about the trial. I'm talking about him, like, you know, having all those multiple things and
Stop
being
it.
Out still.
Stop it. Apples and oranges. Listen, he needs
Why?
To be up under the he prison. And he should not. He has no remorse. He has no regrets. And
are you saying
if he
she
should
does?
Get. Huh?
Are you saying she does?
No, I'm saying keep her ass locked up. You don't miss my. I said that at the gate. Like, no.
Keep. You don't think he had any light skin privilege? That was some light skin privilege going on. Wasn't he light skin?
No, he's darker than me.
He's black.
Black man.
Well, I'm not saying he's not black.
Him. Yeah, baby.
But he was kind of light.
You know what?
Black is black, especially out in
not always. You got some people that's darker than us, Homer, to come
I know,
out.
They got, yeah, they got privilege. Yeah.
They think they got privilege
yeah.
until the time comes when that
yeah,
privilege
absolutely.
Has to pop up.
And then it's like, okay.
Then they don't get no
why
seats.
Why you ain't on the stage with the person?
Right, mm-hmm. and they don't get no seats in the government.
Nope.
They don't get on the board or nothing.
And then they write a book talking about how.
They got sliding.
Yeah.
He used me for my blackness.
Did you know that they really did do this and did this? I don't want to hear it now. I don't like hearing from some of those people that, you know, after the fact and now they get slighted now all of a sudden.
That's a problem.
Listen, it's just like family with having children. Don't come tell me now because you know that you are in trouble. And let me tell you, and did you know that she had did this? Like, listen, stop it. Stop it. You didn't tell me before. You only telling me now because you think it's going to save your ass. And it's not.
Ooh.
That's for me, though. That's, man, I'm not. I'm not going.
Okay.
Yeah, you did that. You know, one of the other things that before transitioning to the boy who enters the Milwaukee County Zoo enclosure, we wanted to get into it, but it kind of ran with the talking about some of the updates some of these stories, right?
Yeah.
And so the Morgan Geyser was just an update, just so y'all know.
Yeah,
that she's trying to get out again.
Yeah, she's trying to get out. Out of the group home. Because they just put her back in the group home, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she should be basking in that.
Right.
There's some limited privilege there. I bet she can go to the corner store. She probably can.
I wouldn't trust her.
You wouldn't?
No.
No corner store action?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Nope.
Nope. Wow.
Nope. Wow. She'd be under serious supervision, like to the highest level.
Yeah.
But
no, they should have just sent her back to the hospital or wherever she was.
Yeah, that's what I feel. That's
she need to be someplace where there's buzzers and doors and the light.
Yeah. So, but we were going to lead off with this, but just I was just giving some of the stories when we see updates.
Mm-hmm.
I like to give, like, follow-ups to those situations.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Sometimes a lot of times people hear about a story and then they let it go. I'm like, nah, let's do the update. And, Bailey, I had a chance to talk about my thoughts on that garage situation with the playlist
the club,
and this, that, and the other.
Yeah.
So I definitely want to get your thoughts on that because everybody on the truth, we've been giving our viewpoints on it. But Dolly Parton passed away, and she's a legend, an icon, philanthropist. Again, she done so much, and she was so giving, and she was a talented singer.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean?
And she was a talented writer. She was.
Yep.
She wrote. She penned one of the greatest songs of all time,
mm-hmm.
which is "I Will Always Love You."
Yep.
Which Whitney Houston, Dolly had her success with it.
Yep.
But Whitney Houston
took it.
And remember, y'all, just remember this. Every time Whitney sang it, every time that record was played on the air, all the things, guess what?
Dolly got paid.
Every single time.
Mm-hmm.
And like she said, she loved Whitney Houston.
Mm-hmm.
But
absolutely.
Taking her song to the next level.
Yep, absolutely.
Yes, yes,
so,
yes.
So,
Whitney got a couple dollars off of it, but it wasn't like that.
Right. so all of the tributes and things that are going on, in my opinion, she's well-deserving of it.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? She was a acting icon from way back as well. She she dipped her toes into everything. And she was just, you know, sometimes, you know, people are, I know a lot of Caucasian people, when we talk, when we as people of color talk about other white people, you know, and what they've done and our admiration for them. They're like, you know who that is? You know, like that.
Right,
but
right.
Listen, some people transcend that with their skill set.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Some people go beyond, far beyond that, and that was Dolly Parton.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and Dolly Parton contributed to everybody. You know what she
Real
paid?
Talk.
She paid for a lot of these COVID-19 things, these COVID-19, not only the kits, but also she contributed to the actual vaccine, and she paid for millions of vaccines.
Yeah,
and y'all didn't even know it, but she did. The Moderna vaccine she helped get out there and helped them, you know, funded them creating it and all of the things. And so for that, and that reached, crossed, you know, color lines and everything,
mm-hmm.
you know. And that is, you know, when you have somebody great like that, they don't even hesitate, don't even think about it. Just, you know, that's greatness right there,
mm-hmm.
you know. So may she rest in peace, you know.
Yep.
And get all her heavenly rewards when she get up there.
Yep, absolutely.
Yes.
You know, and they revealed that she was dealing with cancer. She
yeah.
was diagnosed, and
mm-hmm.
it was one of those rapid situations.
Yeah.
You know how some people, when they're diagnosed, and then you end up saying, oh,
aggressive.
You hear about it. No, I'm saying yep. you hear about it. Oh, yeah, did you hear that such and such got cancer? But it's such an at an aggressive stage
yeah.
that somebody tell you about it 1 week, and then the next week they're telling you the person is gone.
Right. But she's been fighting it for a minute.
Yeah.
And, you know, her husband died.
Mm-hmm. And I think
March 2025.
Yeah, that kind of takes. Just,
yeah.
You know, with them years, what was it, like yeah. 59 years?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. We
long time.
Yeah. Usually in them kind of situations,
it's not
whether
long.
It was cancer or not, it's not long. It's not long before mm-hmm. that spouse, because it's like just real love and,
yeah.
and a true sense of I'm alone. I'm not used to this. And
mm-hmm.
So, but RIP to the late Dolly Parton, icon, philanthropist, singer, actress, and just being an all-around good person.
Yeah.
You know,
absolutely. Nobody's
perfect.
Yeah.
So before anybody get to saying, well, did you know?
She,
and did you?
And
you know,
yeah.
But no. Dolly Parton did her thing.
I mean, ain't nobody perfect.
Right. Absolutely. And I'm going to talk about, I can't wait to get your opinion on the garage, but we'll come back and talk about the boy that entered the Milwaukee County Zoo. We'll play the clip and try to get y'all truth. I know
yeah.
some of you saw it already or you done heard about it.
Do you have the clip of him actually in there? Because that was circulating.
I believe it's inside the news clip on Fox 6.
Okay. All right.
All right. You're listening to the award-winning 101.7 FM Truth in the Morning with the legendary Homer Blow along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
We'll be black.
Truth in the Morning returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Life's better when you know you're covered. With a home and auto policy from American Family Insurance, you're not just buying coverage. You're getting an agent who helps you feel protected and prepared. Someone who understands what you've built and what you're building next. Because when your home, your ride are protected the right way, you're free to focus on your family, your goals, and your future. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance. Get a quote or find an agent at amfam.com. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating companies, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Welcome back to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM.
You got to do the shoulder lean now, Homer.
Okay.
That was.
I know, yeah.
Get your shoulder lean. Okay.
That's your shoulder lean?
That's my shoulder. Get yeah. it right. Do yeah. step and make it shoulder lean.
Okay.
Shoulder lean.
Okay, Bailey.
Okay. you gonna hate on me like that? Okay. All right. I'm gonna see your shoulder lean. I'm gonna see yours, Xavier.
LaRon Taylor on
them
our YouTube page said that boy knew not to go on the one with lions, tigers, or bears in it.
That's true.
Yeah.
But he went with the one with the cheetah though. The cheetah was bad. Y'all didn't see that, did you?
We're about to play this clip.
Okay, and when you play the clip, I want y'all to pay special attention to the cheetahs in the back, even though there's a moat between the two.
You know they have a leaping ability that's out of this world.
They do, but I mean,
if they really
wanted to,
Because he was
I mean,
he was pacing.
But I'm going to tell you now, them goats or whatever they are that they got in there, they'd have been running first.
Yeah, like,
he'd be like, oh, no, not today, Satan.
that cheetah was walking like, oh, this must be a special holiday or something. They done gave us a person.
Some fresh
that we don't
meat.
Know. You know, we don't know this person.
Yeah.
This person hasn't been feeding us with a baby bottle and all of the things and throwing us other meat.
And then he came in there.
This person looks like food around the corner. Food around the corner. Food around the corner.
Oh,
for
you
me.
Crazy.
I'm just saying. It's an old school cartoon. So, but yeah, this was a serious situation, and we want you to be able to hear what the family is saying. And they're kind of like asking for understanding and mercy in what happened. So we're going to play.
And I mean, I get that, but it's just like, okay, well, maybe daddy has to be the only one that can take him to the zoo.
Yeah.
I mean, because if clearly.
Let's listen to this timeline.
But Granny went in there and got him. Okay.
All right. We're getting ready to play the clip. If you're watching us on YouTube or Facebook Live, you can see the video. Xavier, do you get that ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right. We're going to take care of this clip, and we'll be right back.
After a child got into an animal exhibit, it happened yesterday afternoon. Video of the incident went viral on social media. Fox 6's Ashley Sears here in the newsroom or here in the studio with what the child's father said what went on there, Ash.
Yeah, hi, Mary. The zoo says the boy was in the outdoor African savanna exhibit for about 2 to 3 minutes after breaking away from his family. A man identifying himself as the boy's father reached out to us and says there's more to it, and they're looking for some understanding.
And look at the two white birds. Right,
it's
there.
One of those exhibits you can't miss at the Milwaukee County Zoo.
And then do you see the cheetahs walking way over there?
The outdoor African savanna gets a lot of eyes for the animals inside. But lately, it's been getting a lot of attention for a different reason.
My initial reaction was wondering how in the world the kid got in here.
Viral videos posted on TikTok with more than 30,000 shares show a child inside holding a stick chasing the southern ground hornbills.
It's their home, so they're being protective.
Tracy Dolphin is the zoo director of animal management and health. She says the boy was only in the exhibit for a couple of minutes.
They're not used to someone being in the habitat other than our care staff.
A person identifying himself as the child's father reached out on social media saying his 13-year-old son has severe autism and is nonverbal. He says his son loves animals and was at the zoo with his grandmother and a caregiver when he broke away. The grandmother went in after him, and they were able to climb out of the habitat safely. It's an incident everyone involved hopes is not repeated, and the focus here can get back to the animals.
Be really, you know, mindful of the barriers and respectful so that we can all ensure that the animals here at the zoo are being respected.
And the zoo director of animal management and health says with any incident like this, they review protocol and habitats. She adds the habitats meet accreditation standards. Now, the boy's father says after responding to a post on one of those viral videos, people have been wishing him harm and to his family. And he says he's not justifying what happened, but is looking for some grace. Mary.
All right, Ashley, thank you.
All right. So, Bailey, you saw it. Truth Nation, you saw it, and he's asking for grace. Okay, and I understand. You know, we have a lot of people that have children who are autistic or on the spectrum, and we know that we've seen situations where they can kind of get out of control, or you know, the proper name when they may have an episode. So I'll just call it an episode. Did that suffice you, Bailey, with hearing them say, well, you know, he got over there, you know, because he broke away because he's autistic and he got in there, but he was only in there. Now Here's where I have the issue.
Okay.
Because they was talking about he was only in there for 30 seconds. It clearly said he was in there for 2 minutes.
Yeah, no, the lady, the spokesperson for the zoo said, like, he was in there for a couple minutes.
Right.
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 Yeah.
So where does, it was only a few seconds. It was only about 30 seconds. The hell it was. And
so, the zoo people didn't say that. They said, well, he was in there for a couple minutes.
Right. But he was only in there for about 30 seconds. Stop it. Stop it.
Yeah.
That boy was running around chasing.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely doing that.
And then when they were, they showed it, they were ready, like, they were pecking at him while they was trying to get up that ladder.
They, well, they was trying to fight back.
Yeah, they was like, I don't know who the hell you think you are.
But, I mean, he had a young grandmother, because she was climbing the things and doing all that.
Mm-hmm. He knew how to climb his ass out of
there. Yeah, he sure
did. And I'm not saying it to say, like, no, you know,
but, I mean, but just he
climbed out. He climbed
out. Oh, yeah, well, after she got him and everything, yeah.
Yeah, but.
You know, I mean, the thing is, even regular kids do stuff like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think they're younger than 11 usually, though.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I understand all of that. But my thing is, also with the zoo, okay, so now you know that can happen.
Mm-hmm.
And she did say that they were going to go back and review everything. But let's, like, be serious about it. Maybe the barrier between the two needs to be higher or wider, or I don't know. But they need to look at how he got in, you know, and the whole thing and see if they
climb down that ladder.
Well, clearly. But, I mean, all right.
Maybe
the ladder needs to be higher up. Maybe that needs to be a cemented area, something. Maybe there needs to be no ladder there or something like that. Or it needs to be, like, camouflage in some way or something like that. But they need to figure it out. They said they're going to, so we have to take their word for it. But if something else happens, somebody else go in there like that.
I just want to find out. How long it's been like that, and now all of a sudden, you know, we got to change. You know what I'm saying? So all this time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It has been like that.
It hadn't had an incident until this.
And you know what?
Mm-hmm.
Stuff like that happens all the time. Just when you think, oh, that can't happen, or they wouldn't do that, nobody would do that, somebody does it, and that's when you realize, okay.
Mm-hmm.
This is no longer the way we can do this because this has happened.
Right.
You know, so something tells me before that happened, they knew it was a possibility, but just said, oh, nobody would do that. But somebody did. So now you're going to have to fix that part.
Yeah. Some people will not get great pictures anymore because of this incident. Because if they come up with some kind of other barrier, 9 times out of 10,
we'll see the
photo moments will be.
We'll see, but they gotta do. They have to do something.
Yeah,
because that just wasn't, you know.
People had to keep up with their kids.
Yeah, they do,
and especially if they have special needs.
Yeah, and like I said, maybe grandma, who for a second I was like,
who the hell else were they with?
Right.
Because if he was their only damn priority, I'm not giving passes in a lot of these kind of situations. Like, who the hell else was y'all with? And if you're the grandmother and the caretaker, I'm sure the caretaker is younger than the grandmother.
Right. Where is she? Well, how come she didn't run in?
Hell, because it ain't her responsibility to her. But to me, it is.
If you're the caretaker.
You should. Right. You got to go ahead. You got to take it.
Yeah. You got to take that L.
That caretaker probably saw that cheetah on the other side of that moat. And said, hell no. To the no, no, no. Hell.
It takes a grandmother's love to go in there and do that.
To the no, no, no. Because listen, I'm just saying, you know.
And if, just imagine what would have happened.
Poll.
Oh, yeah.
Poll.
Without question.
Think, and we can say grandparent and caretaker were negligent? Because I believe they were.
You feel like that?
Yeah. You know he has severe. Now, you know, there are people, like I say, they're on the spectrum. There are people, you know, it's different levels to it, right?
Yeah, there's levels
and
to
if
it.
You, if I know, then, mm-hmm. like, there are some people that have caretakers, and it's got to be a 24/7 thing.
Yeah.
Ain't no, well, I'll just go. Nope, because in that little time, something could happen. They could have experienced a medical emergency.
Yeah.
And then we hear, I just went to look out the door, and you get what I'm saying? And now you got a whole person that may be deceased. So if you know that that is just like they have people in hospitals that have to sit there, and it's like, I got to be there for that whole time. Because anything that happens, it's going to be my fault. It's going to be my fault if I say, oh, well, I just got up and just walked in the hall to stretch my legs or something like that. But if that's when a situation happened, we still looking at you. We still looking at you.
Yeah.
So do you think the grandma and caretaker were negligent in this situation? Yes or no? We got to get ready to take care of some bills. While we're dealing with that poll, we're going to talk about this 911 operator. And then, Bailey, I want to get your take on the Garage with their playlist band and how some of the Milwaukee artists are feeling and other people are feeling as well. Like, it's racist, it's this, it's that. I want to get your take on that.
Okay.
All right. So you're listening to Truth in the Morning. I'm the legendary Homer Blow along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
We'll be black.
Truth in the Morning returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Homer Blow. When summer turns up the heat, cool down with a shake from Cousin Subs. Our shakes are hand-spun with creamy vanilla gelato and blended into four delicious flavors, vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, and mint. They're rich, smooth, refreshing, and the perfect sweet treat on a warm summer day. Whether you're stopping in for lunch, dinner, or just craving something cool, there's a flavor waiting for you. Cool down with the shake from Cousin Subs. Cousin Subs, we believe in better. Listen. I'm with my strawberry shake. Y'all already know that. And Bailey, which one? You be changing up sometimes. What shake do you want? Because remember,
it's mandatory that I either have a chocolate or vanilla shake.
Mandatory.
Chocolate or vanilla. I can go either way, but I will not have a strawberry shake. Just cannot do it. That is not
or
on the
a
list.
Mint.
No mint.
Yep, no mint.
No, sir, no mint.
Yep, but strawberry, I'm in.
I'm just saying.
And a club sub, because I'm a club sub.
I got to have a vanilla or a chocolate.
Cousin's club sub. So you're going to learn today.
Now, I like a club sub from time to time, but no onions.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why
easy
they say
on
you
the
get
mayo,
it the way you want it.
And it needs to be on a 12 grain. It can't be.
Yeah, it always talks about how you
yeah,
want it.
Yeah, that's it.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah,
how do you want it?
Absolutely.
And that's the great thing about it.
Yeah.
You know, how do you want
that's
it?
That's how I take it.
All right. So just a quick thing, and then I want to try to get your take on the Garage situation, which is a club here on Brady Street in Milwaukee. And they put this list out, and you pretty much heard all of our shows talk about it and give their thoughts and opinions. But I want to get
what were their thoughts? Okay,
we'll go after we just do this quick update with the 911 review. Milwaukee 911 review after delayed response to attack, employee discharged. At least one employee, it's going to be more, at least one employee lost their job following the city of Milwaukee investigation into the mishandling of a 911 call, according to documents reviewed by Fox 6 News. The employee was discharged on Friday, August 21st, the same day the Department of Emergency Communications, DEC, announced it had concluded its investigation.
Mm-hmm.
The employee was one of the two universal call takers that took a pair of 911 calls from a third-party dispatch service, alerting them that a 99-year-old woman was in danger near 14th and Cudahy on the morning of July 27th. The third-party dispatcher told the city's universal call taker they believe the situation could be a domestic call. When the dispatcher called 911 a second time minutes later, they patched in audio in which a man could be heard threatening a woman, yelling, "Shut the expletive up. I'm going to beat the expletive out of you." Though the call takers told the third-party dispatcher that police were on it, they didn't arrive until more than 2.5 hours later after the woman dialed 911 herself. "I've been attacked. I need help," the victim said after calling 911. So, they fired. One person is fired so far.
Yeah.
But I
they
believe
need
others
to
will be. Yeah. Should be.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's.
And to any higher up that may have said, "This is how you're supposed to do it. Y'all handled it the right way," they should be fired too.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then the man by the garage. Your day is coming. Your day is coming.
They're going to use the flock cameras and find out where you at.
You're going to learn today. The sanitation workers going to be doing their job. Be like, "That's such and such. ain't this the house that was on Fox 6 News?" When I recognize it.
That's the one right there. Yeah. That's old boy.
Yeah.
That's old boy.
My guy got that route.
Yeah.
Order in the studio. Home blow. I'm just saying. That was crazy. But Bailey, have you been hearing about the garage situation where this playlist and it said no Milwaukee rap? Milwaukee rap.
Exactly.
And, of course, a lot of people are up in arms about it. And I gave, my truth.
What was your truth on
it? I want to hear yours.
No, what was your truth?
I will give an update after I hear yours.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, because, I've given mine. And, yeah, so I want to know, with you hearing about this situation, and the club owner is saying that he didn't authorize that to be put in there, him speaking out. And he put out a press release himself, a PR statement, and saying that that's not what he said. But he did say music with violent content, like, the rap with talking about guns and killing and drugs. That he didn't want that played. So what's your truth, Bailey?
My opinion on this, and everybody may not see it my way, but my opinion on this is that it sounds like there were a lot of people of color that enjoy rap music, hip-hop music, because they don't really call it rap anymore, right?
Mm-hmm.
They enjoy hip-hop music that were there, and they thought they were welcome. And I'm sure that y'all put a lot of money in that place. My suggestion to you is that you find someplace else to go and you vote with your money. And it would be a great opportunity for one of you enterprising young people to start your own spot. And it ain't got to be the garage. It could be the plaza. It could be whatever you want to make it. You know what I mean? But you want to feel welcome where you go.
The guest bedroom, the guest room.
It could be whatever.
Mm-hmm. Call it the
guest
room.
But you want to feel welcome where you go. And you don't want to walk into what, smiling faces that tell lies to you,
mm-hmm.
If you can't, be in the garage with them, create your own situation and spend your money there and let your friends know that they're welcome there, because here's the thing. Number one, I don't want to be no place. I don't know about you, Homer. I don't want to be no place where I'm not wanted.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And they let you know. They let you know how they feel. But, you know, the club owner may have said, I didn't authorize that list or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But clearly there was some conversation, which, by the way, you were not a part of. Remember that part, too. You were not a part of the conversation. So he still wants your money. I'm talking about the club owner. They still want your money, but they don't want you or what you bring to the table. You know, most people, you know, if they're a reasonable person, they would feel like, hey, you know what? This is a great situation where we have a lot of people and it's a big melting pot and this is a cool situation, you know, but everybody ain't like that, right? And there's been plenty of parties bigger that you have been uninvited to. So create your own situation. You hate to have to do it. You hate for this to be the scenario, but create your own situation where you're welcome and the people that enjoy what you enjoy, including, you know, the Milwaukee rappers. Create your own situation. I've done it a million times, and then it became bigger than the actual situation that you were leaving.
Mm-hmm.
We couldn't listen. I used to run one of the biggest hip-hop station here in Milwaukee for many years, and 15, 20, something like that, someplace in there. Let me tell you something. There were things we could not get into because of who we were as an entity, because we played hip-hop music, and this is real. I'll tell you, there are marquee events where we could not get into, like some of these breast cancer walks and stuff like that. So we started our own. And I'm proud to say it still exists today. It's called Sister Strut.
Yep.
We started it ourselves. There were concerts that we couldn't host and we couldn't get into. We created our own.
Mm-hmm.
It's legendary in this area. All right? That was Jam for Peace. So go create your own. It could be bigger than that little garage club. It looks kind of small in there. You could do your own.
And it's predominantly patronized by white people.
Well, I bet on those hip-hop nights it's not.
Well,
and if it is, they enjoy the hip-hop music, yeah, too. So guess what? You can create another environment that's bigger than that,
mm-hmm,
for yourself and people that enjoy your music and what you like. Because I'll tell you what, at those Jam for Peace concerts, guess what? The whole front row.
Mm-hmm.
Caucasian folks. Okay. We got to go break.
So I'm going to let you know now we're going to be late when we come back. We're going to be late. hey. But I got your thoughts.
I know, and we
may still deal with it after the fact.
I know you feel
that. And get an update.
Sorry, player.
It's all good. It's all good. We're going to pay these bills. That's for sure. You're listening to The Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM. We'll be black.
Don't touch that dial. Truth in the Morning will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.